Let's pray and ask for God's help as we look a little bit more at that passage. Father, we thank you that already we've been learning something of your love for us. Thank you that your word teaches us both about you and about how we should live as those who are made in your image, made to reflect your glory. Please help us now to listen to your word, to understand what it means for each one of us, and help us not to feel this as burdensome, but as good news from you. Amen. So we're continuing a little series in what we've called Spiritual MOT at the start of the year. We had prayer and giving, and now we're on to hospitality. Different aspects of Christian discipleship, Christian life, sort of checking at the start of the year, are we doing these things? Are we healthy? And those of you who've been around Emmanuel Church for a while will know that today's topic is one of my sort of pet topics. It's one of the things that I keep coming back to. I aim to preach all of God's word and to help us to be a church which takes seriously all the dimensions of knowing and following Jesus. But this theme of hospitality seems to me to be a vital ingredient that much Western Christianity misses out on. And that means that we lack both the practice of hospitality and that context for growing community and discipleship. Jesus had so many meals with people. And in that context, he spoke to them and helped them. The early church were known for eating together and sharing what they had. And so it's good to just look again at the clear Bible teaching, the command to do it, but also some of the reasons to be hospitable. So, be hospitable because you no longer belong to this world. Peter calls his readers to understand the spiritual reality they find themselves in. He's writing to Christians. So he's writing to people who've trusted Jesus as God and rescuer. He writes to people who've been forgiven by Jesus and brought into God's kingdom, God's house. And so they kind of live now in this world as exiles. That's one of the big themes of 1 Peter. You're no longer at home in this world. You are exiles living away from your home. Because you're waiting for your true home to come. You're waiting to enter God's house. And so verse 7, the end of all things is near. Therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. And I don't think he's saying the end of all things is near, so you know, make sure that you ticked enough things on your scorecard so that you'll pass the exam. I think he's saying, keep your identity and destination clear. Remember your real home is coming. And this world will soon be gone. Live now knowing you're going to the everlasting home with God. Now, like many other good fruits of Christianity, the world around us quite likes the fruit of hospitality, but wants to cut it off from the root of people who are welcomed by God through Jesus, who know that they have an eternal home with God. And what happens when that, if you cut off the root of Jesus and God's hospitality to us in Jesus, is that human hospitality becomes deformed in various ways. In some cultures, it becomes performance to impress others. It's what I call, in our UK setting, come dine with me hospitality. You invite people and you want them to give you a good grade. You do it to impress them. Or it may become cold duty. It may be that sort of thing that everyone knows you have to be hospitable, but everyone dreads it. But the radical hospitality of the Bible doesn't come naturally to human beings. To share yourself truly with people and to share what you have generously with people who are not family, people who are not like you, people who may never repay you, that's not actually natural. It's a supernatural thing. It flows from having received God's hospitality. So let's take the idea that in hospitality you share yourself as you are. How do we do that if we're afraid that we're going to fail? If we're afraid that other people will judge us and that will destroy our identity? You can only reveal yourself as you are if you already know that you matter, that you are valuable, that you're loved by God. It's because there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus that I can open up my home and not worry about someone judging my decor or my tidiness. You can only generously share and give of your resources if you know that your Father in heaven cares for you and that you have your real and everlasting home to come. Otherwise, hoard what you have and keep it safe. Letting other people into your home means wear and tear, means accidents, means things getting damaged. And so, true hospitality flows from knowing who we are and what we've received. Remember how God has welcomed you into his home. Remember that your home in this world, your bedroom in this world, your possessions in this world, that they're not the real thing. They're only temporary until we get to the real thing. And if you've not yet trusted Jesus, then the message of today is not try and be hospitable to impress God. The message of today is know that God stands with arms open wide to welcome you. And then the door is open and the table is set because he invites you in the best sense to come and dine with him. So be hospitable because you no longer belong to this world. Secondly, be hospitable because it's an act of love. You see, because we're loved by God, we're then meant to show love to others. And that's part of the context for this hospitality. Verse 8, above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. When we love others, we are able to overlook the things they get wrong. We're able not to be constantly judging, but able to receive them. And when we love others, we put to death some of the sins that lurk in our own hearts. Pride is competitive and loves to point out faults to make myself feel better. Greed makes hospitality acquisitive. I look for the connections who will pay me back. Let me invite the person who's important or wealthy, the person who has the holiday house I'd like to use, or whatever it is. Let me invite people for my own gain. But love is generous, connecting to others for their good, looking to make up what others lack, looking to cover over their failures graciously and kindly so that they are lifted up into friendship. And so hospitality is an act of love. British culture, I think, is just poor on hospitality outside of the family, full stop. Other cultures, though, may have lots of lavish hospitality, but it's not really this biblical hospitality. In some Asian cultures, you invite vast numbers of people to your wedding, not because you love those people, but because this is the chance to show the status and success of your family. There are some cultures, again, where hospitality is this weapon of greed. You buy future favor and success. That there are even cultures where hospitality is a weapon of shame, where you make guests feel inadequate and inferior and needy. But God's hospitality lifts people up for their good and welcomes them in to share his good things. God's hospitality is an expression of love, and so should ours be. We should invite people to come and share our life and to come and share what we have, because we love them. We want to bless them. What we've received from God, we now share with others. And that means we don't actually put on a special show. Yes, we want to give of the good things we have. So if you normally have gourmet food, you don't get out the McDonald's. But if you normally have beans on toast or pasta and pesto or kebab and chips, whatever it is you normally have, feel free to share that with others. You're sharing what you have, not putting on a show. And we should include people neither as the judges whose five-star online rating we crave, nor as objects of charity to patronize. We should invite diverse people into our lives to share our lives and the things that God has given us. Now, as a practical thing, sometimes that won't mean come home with me. If you're lodging in someone else's house, you've just got a bedroom in someone else's house, it might not feel very easy to invite people into that space. Maybe the way you share life is to say, let's go out to a cafe and I'll buy you a coffee. Let's go out to the park and do things there. That too is hospitality. It's sharing who I am. Am I loving them? But for most of us who do rent our own homes or own our own homes, we have a space that's ours. The fact is that if we keep people outside our homes, we're sort of keeping them out of quite a large part of our life. And so I would encourage you, if you do have your own home, to ask the question, is there someone I could invite to share my space with me? And it might be that you're not yet ready for the full meal, particularly if you've got to go through the allergy list and the everything else that you have to do as you think about hospitality. You think, I can't quite manage that. I will invite someone to come and have a cup of tea or coffee with me. That's okay. For some people, that's where hospitality is at. That's brilliant. For those of you who I think are further on in this, who've already, you know, in a life position and had some practice at inviting people into your home, I think the challenge that struck me this week is the one in Luke chapter 14. Jesus speaking to the Pharisees, to his host, says, when you have a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you'll be repaid. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed. Though they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. And so as I look across this room at diverse people, different stages of life, different backgrounds, I want us all to be hospitable. Those of us who perhaps have done a little bit more to be thinking, who are the people here who are least like me? Who are the people who I won't naturally get to know? Let me invite them into my home. And then as we look at the people around us, our neighbours or the people at the school gate, maybe it's your children's friends, who can I invite in who probably won't invite us back, but who I should love, and it would be good for them to share my life and what I have. Be hospitable. Being hospitable, it's an act of love. It's an act of sacrifice. But that doesn't mean we should grumble. It should be joyful service. That verse 9 is very, very good realism, isn't it? Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Peter assumes that some people are going to try this hospitality thing and then go, that was really hard work. I don't want to do that. And so it can lead to grumbling, particularly the people who keep doing hospitality, not just once, but again and again and again. Maybe it's the practicalities of hospitality that lead to grumbling about it. Maybe it's the tidying up beforehand. Our kids have got so used to the fact that tidying is linked to guests that when we try and tidy up just because there's chaos, they ask us, who's coming? there is that sense of, okay, the chaos needs to be pushed back slightly to have guests. We need a space where people can sit down without sitting on junk. Maybe it's the food preparation. Maybe you find that really tedious. Maybe it's the washing up afterwards. Letting people into your life and sharing what you have does involve an element of sacrifice because it involves service. Maybe it's the time that's precious to you. You know, you have long hours at work. You've got to keep the house running. If you've got children, then you've got to think about the children. And then you have to use precious hours on serving and being with people who are not immediately always the most refreshing to you. I don't want to do that. In my free time, I just want to do the hobby I want to do. Or maybe you're the introvert who says, I've had enough of people in the week, and now's my time to not have anything. And we're going to need to balance how we are, but being an introvert isn't an excuse to never be hospitable. Maybe you're just too busy doing things to invite people to share life with you. And in that case, it's not going to be a sort of instant thing, but maybe it's worth looking at your diary when you next have a think of plan of the term and think, where am I going to fit in here some time to welcome other people into my life? Maybe it's the being honest with people that you find hard, the real you. Maybe you prefer the workplace where you put on your professional mask, or you prefer the online world where you present who you want to be. And you feel exposed by the reality of a conversation which could go anywhere and where you just have to respond to what's there and they see you as you are. And if that's you, I want to encourage you. God loves you as you are. And he has intended you to share who you are to bless others. True hospitality, sharing who you are and what you have for the good of others, is sacrificial. And we are called to serve joyfully because God has served us joyfully. I believe that this joyful service, this true sharing of who we are and what we have, is one of the most powerful ways we can share the grace of God in our culture. It is so weird in our culture to be truly hospitable. And yet people are hungry for true community, for true love, for true friendships and true diversity brought together around a meal. And so there's a call here for those who know Jesus. Be hospitable. Show the love that you've received from God in the way that you invite others to share your life and what you have. And do that not to earn God's favor, but because you are secure in his welcome and love. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your abundant love for us. Thank you that you sent your Son into this world to become human and to die so that we might be welcomed into your home forever. Make that abundant hospitality that's in your heart real to us, and then may it flow through us to others. Help us in the situations we're in, whether it's playing with others as children play, sharing toys and inviting others into friendships, whether it's using our homes or our food or whatever else it is, we can share and show your hospitable love. Lord, please make us those who are a blessing to those around us because we open up our lives and our homes for your kingdom. Amen.